the matter of de-dollarization. So, because of that, there is an operation called Operation Sandman. And though Putin didn't use the Operation Sandman, didn't mention it, I'll tell you what it is. I talked about this earlier in the week. And I'm going to read it to you again. Project Sandman is 100-plus nation agreement. When triggered, we'll see those nations simultaneously dump the dollar, abandon the petrodollar status that has allowed the United States to enjoy 50 years of fiat currency counterfeiting and material abundance at the expense of everyone else. When this decision is triggered, the dollar and all dollar-denominated assets will plunge to near zero, literally overnight. This means all dollar-denominational bank accounts, bonds, pension funds, treasuries, and other investment vehicles will essentially be worth zero for the simple reason that all banks and markets will freeze operations. This is the James Rickards ICE 9 scenario. All funds you have in the stock market will be stuck in those markets. The entire infrastructure of banking and finance will suffer a catastrophic liquidity crisis that will freeze nearly all financial transactions. The nations in this multipolar network are going to de-dollarize. And Putin did state that the people in America don't know what this means. They don't realize what Vladimir Putin, working with these other nations, what they are accomplishing, what they have accomplished, the direction that these nations will go. This is no way will the United States recover from this de-dollarization. Now, there is, out of HHR News, which is the Daily Bidiloy, I don't know that site. But Operation Sandman now activated. Saudi Arabia announces end of dollar dominance in global oil trade. The dominoes begin to fall on the U.S. empire. This was on the 19th of January, 2023. We have consistently warned for more than a year. Operation Sandman has now been activated, with Saudi Minister of Finance Mohammed Al-Jadan telling Bloomberg TV during a World Economic Forum Davos interview that the Saudis will gladly accept all currencies for settling oil transactions. The foundational pillars of all U.S. global currency dominance and its ability to export inflation to the world is based on the so-called petrodollar status, in which the United States agreed to protect the corrupt Saudi kingdom in exchange for Saudis demanding U.S. dollars for all transaction settlements. This agreement has been in place since the Bretton Woods Conference in 1944 and has carried the dollar until today. But this arrangement is now coming to an end. Few Americans have any clue what this means to their assets in the future. Also, very few people realize that over 100 nations are preparing to renounce the petrodollar as the dominant currency for oil settlements. Instead, many nations are going to switch or use the yuan from communist China, or the digital yuan, or the new BRICS plus commodities-backed reserve currency that is about to be launched in communist China, Russia, India, and other participating nations. The dominoes have been set in motion. As this plays out, it means the dollar will come flooding back to the United States as world nations dump the greenback fiat currency they no longer need. This means dollars will experience rapid devaluation in the purchasing power, which will be reflected in higher prices, that is, inflation, in consumer goods such as groceries, automobiles, and more. Although this will take time to be fully realized, it also means that those people left holding dollars will be financially ruined as dollar purchasing power evaporates. The government response to all this is almost certainly to include a new wave of mindless money printing, adding yet more dollar inventory to the flood of dollars being dumped on the nations of the world. The end game, of course, hyperinflation, as the dollar loses not just 2% of its purchasing power per month, but may even slide into losing 10 to 20% or even more per month in the final blowout stage. Among informed Americans, anyone holding dollars, protecting assets must now become top priority. This means we should expect a rapid shift of excess dollars into hard currencies over the next several months. Gold, silver, land, vehicles, ammunition, firearms, food, etc. It also means that the prices we see today in almost everything are likely the lowest prices we'll see for years to come. And at some point, plummeting populations may plummeting populations due to vaccine die-offs and rising interest rates will have a strong deflationary effect, but that doesn't seem to be the cards for 2023 or even 2024. We'll be back. Present truth.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
I wanted to read this to you because Operation Sandman will be, or Project Sandman will be incremental as the months and years go on. Most people have never heard of Sandman. They're not aware of what's happening with the de-dollarization, the nations in the BRICS plus family. Putin did mention this to Tucker Carlson, and he is correct. No one understands what has happened with the Russia and China in a partnership. They've declared war on the United States of America. I present this all the time. It takes 7 times generally for people to understand, to get what they learn in their long-term memory. Some people 3 times, very, very few people 1 or 2 times. Generally, it's 3 to 7 times before it's in the long-term memory. And part of the long-term memory is people, when they begin to hear something, they don't realize, they just tune it out. They don't want to hear it. It's something they're not interested in. It's something they don't believe. It's maybe conspiratorial. This is not conspiracy. The United States does not take de-dollarizing or de-dollarization of the petrodollar. They don't take it lightly. We're bombing nations presently because nations are de-dollarizing. Japan dumped last year, I forget how many billion dollars of U.S. Treasury notes. And immediately they took a hit. And what was the catastrophe that hit Japan? I'm trying to remember. It was another earthquake, I think. Accident? I don't think so. This is what happens to nations that begin to interfere with America's global plans. The Russians take it seriously. The Chinese take it seriously. We, in America, we don't want to hear it. We don't want to believe it. But the fact is, it has happened, it is happening, will continue to happen. And there's nothing we can do except pay attention. I had another article here, but I'll go back to Tucker Carlson's interview with Putin. And the European nations, they realize that if they're going to be part of this new group of nations, they're going to trade with these nations with their currencies, with the French franc, with the whatever their currencies are. Because they're the nations in the multipolar world network are not going to take dollars any longer because the dollars are worthless. And they don't have a choice because many of these European nations are presently buying goods from China. China isn't taking dollars. They're going to take the British pound. All of the currencies of these nations, they're not going to take the dollar. The yuan is now one of the currencies that is international. The dollar, yes. The yuan, yes. The rupee, yes. The BRICS nations aren't using dollars. When Russia and China at the Beijing Winter Olympics went into a partnership, one of the main, and like Vladimir Putin stated last week, Vladimir Putin, they are the nation now that is in the position to direct the BRICS nations this to 2024. And Putin stated, the objective of all of the BRICS nations and the new nations that are now part of that network, Russia's primary objective this year is to de-dollarize. This is why there is such a outburst by the communist media, by the communists and fascists in this country, the socialists, against Tucker Carlson having this interview with Vladimir Putin, because now Putin, he is able to tell the world their side of the story. Tucker asked him, well, why don't the other nations, why don't you, how did he phrase it, concerning propaganda? And Putin's response was, concerning propaganda, we don't have the way we don't have the network to control propaganda on the scale that the United States does and the Western nations. They own all of the media. So if there's a campaign of propaganda, don't look to the Russia. We don't have that mechanism. The United States has that mechanism. And I'm going to insert this. Putin was talking about the Western world. And he is talking about Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim Society out of London, the city of London. And Pilgrim Society, New York, founded by the Rockefellers. They were the Rockefellers plus some of the British put this secret society together. The first thing they did is they took control of all media. Radio, television wasn't invented, but eventually television, anything in print, everything going out over again, telegraph, radio, any of that. They controlled it starting in 1909. And they took over. This became what Putin is talking about. This network, this system from the West is the main propaganda network. There is no network bigger. You can take China's propaganda network, Russia's, and the rest of the world, all of their networks, combine them together. They don't match, come near to the propaganda capabilities of the United States of America, England, European nations, Radio Free Europe, etc. It was a great question by Tucker Carlson. And Vladimir Putin. This is why Donald Trump, I'm going to compare Trump to Putin. In many ways, Trump doesn't compare to Putin. In many ways, as great as Donald Trump is, he is in the Bible. Donald Trump is in the Bible. I've gone over this on this program before. Vladimir Putin is in the Bible. Donald Trump was president of empire, the great ruling empire of the world. Vladimir Putin is the president put in, literally, when you watch this interview with Carlson and Vladimir Putin, you will know that he was put in by God. And it is initially in this country, Donald Trump was the one who stymied or slowed down the globalist plans here in this country. Vladimir Putin, through his great nation of Russia, has been interfering with America's globalist plans going back to the 1850s, 1860s. Clear back then, God has used a nation, Gog, in the land of Magog, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, a people, the people of Meshech and Tubal, has used these great people to interfere with America's objectives going back into the 1860s, probably even before that. It was Russia that has kept the United States from owning the world for the last 100 years. If it hadn't been for Russia, we would be in the New World Order. We would, the secret societies of the West would control the nations and the oceans of the world and the atmosphere and outer space. It is Russia that has been used by God to slow and keep the New World Order plan restricted. And it was Vladimir Putin who, when he became president, the first day of this century, his abilities, Trump is great as a negotiator. Vladimir Putin, as he was visiting with Carlson, you can see the brilliance in the abilities in diplomacy. This is how he was able to forge ties with Xi Jinping, with the presidents, leaders of all the old Soviet bloc nations, with Germany, with nations in Africa, nations in the Middle East. This is nothing more than, I would say, miraculous. This nation, through this man, has done more damage to all of the facets of the New World Order, the Western global order, than any other person. Xi Jinping didn't have the effect that this man has. No other person alive has had the effect on the world like Vladimir Putin. The not president Joe Biden has had an effect on evil. And asked about Joe Biden, Putin didn't have much to say about him other than he's not the one that is running the country. And we have been, many in this country have been saying it can't be Biden, it's got to be somebody else. Well, Putin says through our resources, through our intel, it is the people that have always run the country that are still running the country. It includes Lindsey Graham, the Rhino, all the Rhino Republicans, even many in the Patriot MAGA group. That group has been infiltrated to the top. The MAGA group's infiltrated. Many of these individuals on Patriot News networks, they're part of the government. And the Patriot / MAGA / conservative crowd, they don't realize the infiltration that has taken place. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
G. Deplorable here, and I want to tell you about the upcoming Tactical Civics Seminar this Saturday, the 10th, at the Carbon Valley Library in Firestone. Don't miss this great opportunity to learn from the best about your constitutional rights and how to use those rights the way our founders intended. That's the Tactical Civics Seminar this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Carbon Valley Library in Firestone.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now. So give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of you?
As a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
Okay, so while Tucker is visiting with Vladimir Putin, China, out of Sputnik International, this was on the 2nd of the month. China to continue support, to continue to support Russia and Western pressure, amid Western pressure. China will not give up on its support for Russia on the Ukraine issue, regardless of Western pressure, Chinese Defense Minister Dong Jun said during the talks with the Russian counterpart Sergei Shoigu on January 30th. Quote, we give you support on the Ukrainian issue, despite the fact that the U.S. and European countries put pressure on the Chinese side. Even the defense cooperation between China and the European Union is under attack. We will not change or abandon established policies because of this. Established policies, the policy on February 4th, 2022. China and Russia in a partnership to de-dollarize, not only that, but to, they have declared that they are now the nations that are going to take care of all international diplomacy. America had done that, but they stated that that responsibility is now in the hands of these two nations. What do you think the United States thought of that? Who do they think they are? Well, they declared war on the United States economically, politically, militarily, if need be. Going on with the article. He noted that the U.S. and other Western countries have been trying to isolate Russia in recent years. China understands this and is trying to provide strong support to Russia. Quote, as the two most important and key powers in the world, we should resolutely respond to the global challenges, the Chinese military leader stressed, as he cited Russian Defense Ministry. As cited by the Russian Defense Ministry. The United States is constantly aiming to spearhead at China and Russia, trying to maintain its hegemony in the world, Dong said. China feels Russia's strong support on the Taiwan issue and other key matters of its interest, Defense Minister Dong Jun said. We feel strong support from the Russian side on Taiwan. The U.S. is manipulating politics in Taiwan to face restraints, but there will be countermeasures taken. Russia and China together. It would have been Russia and Japan, but America scuttled, destroyed, I'm sorry, not Japan, Russia and Germany, but the United States has scuttled any German considerations of working with Russia to stabilize Europe economically through oil and gas coming from the Russian oil fields, to work with Russia to stabilize maybe any kind of political tensions in Europe. Well, the United States will not, cannot allow this kind of partnership with Germany and Russia. So, America took out Nord Stream 1 and 2. Tucker Carlson asked Putin about who destroyed Nord Stream. And he said, well, a lot of people would have wanted to, but he said, only one nation is capable of that, those bombings, those rupturings of those lines. Many nations may have wanted to destroy those pipelines. But again, he reiterated, there is only one country capable of destroying those pipelines. Germany, the article I read yesterday, Germany is waiting for certain people in the German government are waiting for a response from an investigative team. Who blew up this pipeline? And there's just been no response. Well, the fact is this. The German leaders, they know the United States did it. And they realized that it would be a great tactical strategy and a move on the part of the United States of America, because it would keep Germany dependent on American natural gas, Europe dependent on American natural gas, England dependent on LNG, and what a strategy. Well, that's just Germany. So Germany, it's one of its oldest retail companies. It went through the late 1800s, through World War I, World War II. This company just basically had to declare bankruptcy because America has destroyed Germany's industry, Germany's manufacturing. Now, the other strategy of the United States is much of this oil and gas from the Russia, the Nord Stream pipelines, would end up in the mainland European nations. Not necessarily Sweden and Norway, but Germany, France, these nations on the mainland, south of England. The United States could not allow these nations to become independent economically. And so what was the strategy? Would Germany blow up the pipelines? But with the rest of Europe, the strategy was conflict in Ukraine. Because these nations in Europe were beginning to, economically, they were developing like third world countries. Since World War II, they'd never been so healthy. Well, the United States, you have to keep the subject on a string. You have to keep the subject confined. Europe collectively was not going to be allowed to be able to trade within the nations. And day by day, week by week, month by month, pushed America at a distance. That's what they were doing. America knew the best strategy. Create a war. Push buttons. Make Russia respond to the CIA in Ukraine and threaten Russia with nuclear weapons on the eastern border of Ukraine. And boom, we have war. Europe is lost.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
So I got a question. Who is able to make war with the United States of America? Basically, it will take the whole world. And even then, the whole world doesn't have a chance. This nation is unique. And in the Bible talks about the United States of America. It's talked about in ancient language. There are two nations. One would be an ancient nation, another nation by the same name, a modern nation, a powerful nation that would rule the world prior to the coming of Jesus Christ. Ancient nation, Babylon the Great, the king Nebuchadnezzar. It was a nation that sat in an ocean of sand. But the end time Babylon the Great wouldn't be a nation sitting in an ocean of sand, but it would be a nation surrounded by water that would sit like an island in water. On the west, the Pacific. The east, the Atlantic. The south, the Gulf. And there would be water to the north, the Great Lakes. And this nation would be unique like no other nation. What would make it unique would not be gunpowder, bullets, lead, bombs, aircraft only. What would make it great is technology. What would make it great is the ability to create weather, change weather, the ability to create, cause earthquakes, an ability to direct hurricanes, north, east, south, west, to intensify hurricanes, to make them spin faster, to have the ability with the weather to create not a tornado in Oklahoma, but create five tornadoes in Oklahoma at the same time, or Texas, or some other red state. And this nation, through technology, would have the ability to put chips in your hand just as a way to track you. This would be the technology of empire. And empire would have the ability to control any narrative, to use the most sophisticated propaganda techniques on the world, not just on the nation of Babylon the Great, but on the world, upon America, but on the nations of the world. A nation that no nation could go to war with. A nation that only God could destroy. And how would God destroy this great empire, Babylon the Great of the end time, the code word for America? How would God destroy this end time, Babylon the Great? Well, he would use his representative for evil, Antichrist, and the false prophet in Revelation chapter 13. Let's talk about the false prophet. We have an article here out of the peoplesvoice.com. This was yesterday, and the article states, begins with, Bill Gates is recruiting 2 million strong army to seize control of the internet using AI. This is Revelation chapter 13. This only in empire would this be possible. Bill Gates has announced plans to recruit and train a 2 million strong army of Indians to use AI to control the internet and police state and police social media forums and private conversations for misinformation, which will subsequently be shut down using advanced AI tools. So did he mean Indians in the sense of from India who don't care whether or not there's the freedoms of privacy to the American people? Well, sure, Don't try to hire people within the country to spy on the people within the country. Why? Use people from another country that are as brilliant and put them to work for much less money, and they won't have a conscience. They don't know freedom like we do. According to Gates, misinformation is a new pandemic for which he feels responsible for finding a cure. This man is all about cures. You don't have to believe me, but we now know, because Christ said he would reveal this by putting pieces together, he would reveal who these two partners of evil in the time in which we live, in the decade before Christ's return, who they would be. Who would be the final president of the United States of America? Barack Obama. Who would be Barack Obama's right-hand man who is involved in anything digital and sophisticated digital technology which would be able to actually cause you to worship an image or take a mark which would control you and destine you to eternal fire, or take a number which, once you take it, you can buy whatever you want, you can sell whatever you want, but it means eternal damnation. Who are these two individuals? Rick Rodriguez.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844, mention KHNC, and get a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844.
Oh, any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension, while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
So only one nation would have the technology to be able to implement or put in place the Antichrist system. Just one nation, the United States. Many people over the last 40 years have been saying, well, Antichrist is going to come from England. No, he's not going to be King Charles. King Charles has prostate cancer. King Charles isn't going to be around much longer. He may not even know when Barack Obama comes back to power. Some are saying he's going to come out of the Middle East, one of the imams of Islam out of the Middle East, someplace, Saudi Arabia, etc. No, there may be some antichrists that will come out of the Middle East, but no, they won't be the son of perdition or the abomination of desolation. That person can only come from a great empire known as end of the world, Babylon the Great. Many Christians have been deceived, which is easy for nowadays, for most Christians to be deceived nowadays, because most Christians nowadays don't know the Bible. They just go to assemblies and jump up and down and shout and scream and act like idiots. They don't know the Bible. They think they're worshiping God. They think they're, praising and worshiping God. Well, it's just like going to a football game. Everybody gets excited in the soul at a football game or basketball game. No different with most of Christianity. But there are those within Christianity that know the truth. America is in the Bible. The American people aren't ready for what's coming because they don't know what's coming. It's like living on the West Coast, on the east side of a high range of mountains, a range of mountains, and the storm is coming from the west and is going to be dumping 6 foot of snow on the backside of the mountains, and the people on the backside of the mountains, it seemed the sky is blue, it seemed fairly warm, and they don't know they're about to get hit with an overflow of 10 foot of snow and freezing cold weather. Well, the American people don't have a clue, because years ago, back about 1915, there was the father of modern education. I'm trying to think of his name. And he said, we're going to take the Bible out of the schools, prayer out of the schools, and we're going to take anything of the Christian faith out of the schools. Prayer, the Bible. They've done it. And so because of that, we have now presently the last of the great Bible understanding, Bible knowledgeable generation is the baby boom generation. We are the last knowledgeable, we're the last generation that has any knowledge of the Bible. Our children don't have the knowledge that we had. Our grandchildren don't have the knowledge that our children have. And the new generation, these people, these children, are just godless. All they know is how to dress scantily and do anything having to do with the digital world. They understand it. And their favorite place to go is TikTok. You want to learn about witchcraft? Go to TikTok. You want to know how to curse people? Go to TikTok. Thank you, China. Foolish Americans. Foolish, foolish Americans. I didn't get to finish all my points, but minutes. We don't have hours. We only have minutes. May the God of peace be with you this weekend. Talk to you next week. Rick Rodriguez. Join me Sunday, 9 to noon.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Urban survival is more than just a well-stocked pantry. It's preparations for contingencies that separate winners from losers. Be sure to attend the Longmont Survival Expo, March 2nd and 3rd at the Boulder County Fairgrounds. It's Northern Colorado's premier event featuring thousands of survival products and subject matter experts. The event will be held in the Exhibit Building at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Phone number 970-581-523.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.